Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about living a blessed life, but a blessed life defined by God. According to the way Jesus tells us to live a blessed life. Not necessarily a blessed life that the world might call blessed. We tend to equate blessings with prosperity, with the comforts of luxury, with all kinds of things that, well, Jesus didn't have. And when we consider the life lived by Jesus, the life lived by the apostles and the early Christians, who were persecuted not simply because people didn't like their political views, but because they believed in Jesus. And the realization that, as the Apostle Paul would write, and as one blessed by God. And many times as he writes such types of things, he's in prison. He's in chains. He's in suffering. And so his circumstances, get this right one, did not serve as a defining force of what a blessed life looked like. Rather, it was his life lived for Jesus. And so throughout this week in these morning broadcasts, we're going to be looking at some of the Beatitudes. Matthew 5, Jesus begins what we refer to as the Sermon on the Mount, with a series of things that announce to the people how very happy they are if this and this happens. How blessed they are when these circumstances are a part of their life. And yesterday we talked about being blessed when they mourn, and I talked about how it's not fair to spiritualize fully things that God didn't. He could have said, "You're blessed when you mourn about your sin." But he just left it at, "You're blessed when you mourn." And we talked about that some yesterday, but the flip side is true to unspiritualized things that are very specifically spiritual. And that's where we're at today. The how very happy you are when you hunger and thirst for righteousness. So this is a little different than yesterday's. This isn't a simple, you're blessed when you hunger and thirst. This one is very specific, very much pointed toward the spiritual side of life. That we're blessed when we hunger and thirst for righteousness. Why? Well, because we'll be filled. There are times when people hunger and thirst for food and water, and they're not filled. People in our world, even today, and starve to death. Because those who have don't share, or because they're in a place where there is no one to share with them. A variety of reasons, and not here this morning to get into all of those, but that type of hunger and thirsting doesn't always result in being filled. But a hunger and thirst for righteousness, I say this often because it's a true statement, and we need reminded of it, that God says that no matter how close to him we are, no matter how distant from him we are, from wherever we are at. That's a pretty big place. Wherever. When we seek Him, we'll find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. When we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we'll find what we're looking for. Years ago, I was dean of a fifth and sixth grade camp week for a number of years and would bring in a friend of mine that directed a children's home to speak. And pretty much every year, at one point or another, he would talk to the campers about the truth that generally, whatever they came to camp looking for, they would find. And he would go through some of the things that a fifth and sixth grade student would likely come to camp looking for. If you came looking for friendship, you'll find it. If you came looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend to spend the week with, at that age, that was about the length of it would last anyway. You'll find that. If you came looking for trouble, there's plenty of places to find that. If you came looking for God's Word, you'd find it. And on he would go, and there were a variety of things, but the bottom line was, you tend to find what you're looking for. And once you find it, you quit looking because you have what you think you want. It's always that idea that whatever thing that you've lost, people say, well, I found it. It was the last place I looked. Well, yeah. Because why would you keep looking if you found it? It doesn't mean it was the last place that ever existed. But you searched until you found. And that's kind of the heart of what Jesus is telling the people and telling us. If you search, if you seek, if you pursue, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you'll be filled. There are times that I hunger or thirst for a specific food or drink, and I'll go out of my way in an attempt to find it. There's times when I've traveled that I had a certain type of thing in mind that I may not be able to get where I live, and I'll search through the phone and the GPS and all of those things. You know, are there any of these restaurants? Are there any of these locations along the path that I'm taking? And sometimes there are, and occasionally there aren't. But I keep searching, hoping that that desire would be filled. And I don't give up. Because if it's not at this exit, it could be at the next exit. And especially when it's something regional that I know that the region that I'm heading into is known for this particular restaurant or this particular food item. I know it's there. I just have to figure out where. And we know God's desire is to not only be with us, but to fill us. And we discover that as we hunger and thirst, as we pursue, as we say, I'm not going to give up until I find what I'm looking for. But it's not just looking for God, it's hungering and thirsting for righteousness, which in essence is looking for God. The Bible says that we have no righteousness of our own, that the only righteousness that we can be accredited with is by faith. It's through Jesus, who cleanses us from all unrighteousness, so that we can be clothed with his righteousness. A righteousness not found of ourselves, but found from God. And that's the type of righteousness we must hunger and thirst for if we desire to be filled. It's not a hunger and thirst for a self-righteousness. That will leave us empty every time. It's a hunger and thirst for God's righteousness. And for that to happen, there's a lot of things that we need to realize. And most of those things center around our need of Jesus, the impurity that we live with, the awareness to cry out like Isaiah is, "Woe to me! Oh, I'm a man of unclean lips, among a people of unclean lips." And God cleansed his lips. And cleansed him. And part of this hunger and thirst for righteousness is a desire that God would cleanse us. Because we need it. And when God cleanses us of all unrighteousness, as we turn to him, as we repent, as we are buried with Christ so that we can rise and live with Christ, we become filled with a righteousness confirmed by the presence of God's Spirit within us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. There are times that we hunger and thirst for a lot of things. Some of those things are useful. Some of those things bring benefit to us. Some of those things are harmful. Some of those things are destructive. Some of those things are distracting to our relationship with you, distracting to our relationship with others. And Father, as we consider the things that we desire the most, that we go out of our way to find, may at the very, very, very top of that list be our hunger and thirst for righteousness. Not of our own doing, but a righteousness that comes through our repentance, our cleansing by the blood of Jesus, our choosing to be buried with Christ so that we can rise and walk a life that's new. And Father, may we not only hunger and thirst for that righteousness that's found in Christ, but may we live a life with confidence that we've been filled. That hunger and thirst is continually satisfied. It's not that we've had it once and that's enough. We're continually filled each day as we continue to hunger and thirst for your righteousness within us, your righteousness through us. So God, today, as we live life, and especially in those moments when we hunger and thirst for other things, May those be reminders of the necessity of hungering and thirsting for righteousness. May the times that we spend in prayer, the times that we spend fasting, remind us of the importance of setting our priority on you. And so God, today, may all who hunger and thirst for righteousness know the fulfillment of your promise, that they will be filled. And Father, as we hunger and thirst for righteousness, as you fill us with Jesus, may we lift him up in all circumstances so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.